Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we love to talk about beauty from the inside out. It's a topic that Andrea and I are both very passionate about, and I'm also passionate about our next guest. She's fabulous. Dr. Rojini Raj joins us now. She's a gastroenterologist who knows a lot about beauty and skin as well. Hi, Dr. Raj.
Hello. So glad to be on the show.
It's so nice to have you on. Now, I love talking about beauty superfoods, but I also love to look at probiotics. And I know they're good for your insides. I didn't know that they could help your skin and that you can actually use them topically. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, this is really a fascinating new avenue of research in the world of probiotics. And, you know, as you know, Lisa, I'm a gastroenterologist. So probiotics have been on my radar for a while in terms of digestive health. But now, just in the last couple of years, there have been some really interesting studies looking at topical probiotics on the skin and the different benefits. And in fact, the American Academy of Dermatology this year called probiotics one of the new beauty breakthroughs of 2014. So really exciting stuff, and everything from eczema to acne to rosacea. There have been different studies showing benefits from probiotics, but also just for general skin health, and that includes anti-aging benefits, decreased sensitivity to UV radiation, decreased skin inflammation, which, as we know, is kind of the root of all evil when it comes to your skin. It's something very fascinating and what prompted me to start my line, and just something I'd love to talk about.
So explain to us what your line is. So you take probiotics and put it into like a skincare regimen that you apply then to your face and body?
Exactly. And, you know, our line is called Tula. There are a few other beauty brands that have used probiotics in one or two of their, products, but our whole entire line is really based on this technology, and we have probiotics in every single product. And just to be clear, you know, probiotics usually means live bacteria. The products that we are talking about, all of the products that I'm talking about, not just mine, but what's been studied in the dermatology world, don't have actually live bacteria being put on the face. What they do have are those bacteria being centrifuged, meaning they've been stirred up, released all their good elements, and mixed with other peptides, other things that are great for your skin, into a formulation that could be a cream, a moisturizer, a serum, a cleanser, and then that's what's going on your face and having all the benefits of the probiotics, but not actually true live bacteria on the face.
So I guess that begs my question would be, could you actually put true live probiotics on your face and have similar results?
I think that you probably could, and, you know, yogurt is something that's been used kind of for centuries in different cultures on the skin topically, and that does contain live bacteria. I think there are a couple challenges, and this is sort of more of a beauty business viewpoint, but, you know, if you're going to have that live bacteria, then there are some challenges in how you store the product and how long it's going to last. And then there's also, I'm not sure that all, you know, American women are necessarily ready to put live bacteria on their face. So, you know, we decided to go the route that's been studied a little bit more extensively right now. But do I think in a few years we will be putting live bacteria on our face? Probably. I don't think we're too far off from that.
Now, Dr. Raj, will I get a similar benefit in my skin just from taking the probiotics as well?
Well, I think that's also been studied, and yes, it appears that both ingesting the probiotics and putting them topically kind of have a compound effect, so I think doing both is great, but if you choose to just take the probiotics internally, yes, I think that can have some benefit. When we think about what probiotics are doing when we take them in, ingest them, you know, they're really helping to maintain the integrity of our digestive system. And what that means is the lining of our intestine, how easy it is for particles to pass through that lining into our bloodstream, a lot of that is determined by the type of bacteria in our intestine. And so when the bacterial balance is off in your digestive tract, it's easier for things to kind of break through that lining, that barrier, and that can cause inflammation. That inflammation can cause not only digestive issues, but other problems in your body and potentially in your skin as well. So that's sort of the rationale behind why taking oral probiotics can potentially help your skin.
Well, you have a great blog on your site, which I'm a huge fan of, and you talk about some foods for beauty. One of them, which is I think Andrea's all-time favorite, is coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Andrea is a coconut oil fanatic.
Guilty.
Some others you have. Now, see, I'm the dark chocolate fanatic. You've also got, and the probiotics is on the list. You've got almond milk, healthy fat, sweet potatoes, and carrots. It's so nice when you can eat things that are not only good for you, but they're going to help you look better. I mean, people definitely notice a glow in my skin because I eat a very clean diet. Now, I'll occasionally, I'll break out here and there for, hormonal times. I think women know what I'm talking about. But otherwise, it really makes a difference. I mean, I'm looking at Andrea and I'm so jealous. I've never seen a blemish on this woman's face.
Oh, wow.
Genetics.
I think it's so, yes, genetics does have something to do with it, but I think you're absolutely right. What we put into our body definitely will reflect in our skin, and the cleaner we're eating, and all the foods that you mentioned, the reason why we think they're so great for your skin is because they do have those antioxidants, those omega-3 fatty acids, all of the things that are not only good for our internal health, it turns out, are great for our skin health, and that's why it is so important to get that varied diet and get those vitamins and nutrients in that you need. And then there are other things that you have to look at, for example, your sleep routine, how you're managing stress, how you're exercising. Again, so great for your body and your physical health, but also very important for your skin health. And, we created an eye cream, but I still maintain there's nothing that's going to fix those under eye circles like a good night's sleep. So, all of those things really have to be taken into account when you're thinking about how to optimize your beauty routine.
Yeah, and even things like collagen. I know Lisa and I have spoken to someone about collagen in the past, which we hear helps with the wrinkles as well. So, I mean, like you said, there's so many options. I just want to go back for a second about the dark chocolate because my ears perked up when you talked about the dark chocolate. I always thought chocolate causes acne, but you're saying it doesn't. Could you just explain that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, I think we're learning more about what causes acne, and it really is not what you're eating. We used to think greasy foods, oily foods, chocolate. It's much more of, number one, a hormonal issue, and number two, a bacterial issue. And so when we think of the bacteria on our skin, and now I'm talking about the bad bacteria, not the good bacteria, that can cause things like acne, anything that can kind of combat inflammation, which is what that bacteria is causing, can then help with the acne. So dark chocolate, because it does have that high flavonoid content and the polyphenols, which are great antioxidants, kind of is a natural anti-inflammatory, which then potentially could help with, clearing up a breakout or the skin issues.
Yeah, it does make a difference. I mean, I find that no matter how clean I eat, there's some hormonal issues that happen with me, and there's some genetics that, I'll still have occasional breakouts here and there, but they have lessened, though, and I've noticed that the cleaner I eat, that the more that they lessen, and that makes a big difference. One thing I love, too, are berries. Now, is that all berries, or is it blueberries in particular, raspberries on that list on your blog?
Yeah, well, most berries have a very high antioxidant content, but blueberries probably top the list, so I think blueberries are great. But again, a variety of colors usually ensures that you're getting different types of antioxidants, so I think a mixture of blueberries, raspberries, strawberries are all absolutely wonderful for you and your skin.
Well, I think that's amazing. Thank you for being on our show today. I mean, this is one of my favorite topics. Lisa knows. I mean, we could talk about gut, and even Ashley Koff, who was on just before us. I mean, we could talk about the gut all day long and good bacteria and probiotics. And so I think this was a terrific conversation. So we appreciate you being on our show today. And if people want to learn more about you, they can go to your website. If you could just share that with our audience.
Sure. So they can go to TulaForLife.com or my own personal website, DrRoshniRaj.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make sure to take your probiotics inside and outside your body and stay well.